Welcome to your guided meditation. My name is Natasha Graziano, and today we're going to learn to cut the cord. Getting comfortable into your seat you're in, rolling back your shoulders on your exhale, and just getting ready to relax. Relax now. There's a beautiful quote by Lee Ezell that says, "Cut the umbilical cord to yesterday. Although we can't change history, we change the effect the past has on the future." Through these words, you can understand that once you let go of that which no longer serves you, once you cut the cord between you and certain relationships that no longer serve you, friendships which no longer serve you, or events that no longer serve you and where you are going, you will finally free yourself and be able to step into your full power. On your next exhale, just exhaling out. And on your next exhale, as you exhale, I want you to push out down through your perineum, down through your pelvic floors into the earth beneath you, and visualize golden roots going down through your feet all the way to the middle of the earth. Through your feet, and on your next exhale again, pushing that air, that energy, as though you have roots going through your feet down into the center of the earth. Feeling that energy as you inhale, that light of the earth, the energy of Gaia going through your body up, all the way through your body, your cells, and as you exhale, pushing out through your pelvic floors down into the earth beneath you now. And as you relax deeper now, we're going to go on a journey through time. You're going to greet your inner child, your younger self, and follow them through time, back, back, back in time, until you find exactly what happened to you that you need to let go of today. Or perhaps you already have an event or a person in mind that you want to cut the cord with today. Take another deep breath in, and on your exhale, just letting go. Letting go of any drama and chaos, anything that was going on in your day, anything that was happening around you before you began this journey here. As you look in front of you now in your mind, in your mind's eye, I want you to see a young child. Can you see a young child standing in front of you? Perhaps they are 6 years old or younger, and they are standing innocently looking up at you. They are looking over at you with vulnerable, innocent eyes. Eyes so bright, just wanting to be loved by you, nurtured by you, and seen, heard, understood. And they're reaching out their hand to you. Go over to them now. Take their hand. When you're standing in their presence. Follow them now. They're going to take you back through time to a moment in time where something happened. A moment, an event, a circumstance, something perhaps you could not control, or you did control. It doesn't matter. But follow them to whatever that moment is in time. If you already have a moment that you are wanting to break free of today, then visualize that moment now. If not, just follow your sweet, young self to this moment, to wherever they want to show you now, and let them reveal to you what you need to see today. Allow it to come up for a moment and see it. Whatever it is, usually the first thing that popped to your mind is the right one. There'll be certain people in this scene, certain events. It may trigger emotions for you. Just allow them to flow up now. And as you exhale, just release. Bring to mind one of the people in the scene now. I want you to look at them face to face and say, I forgive you. I forgive you now. I forgive you, not for you, but for me, so I can be set free of this and you now. And visualize taking back your energy, drawing back your energy into you now, drawing it back to you. It replenishing your cells, it replenishing you with a new energy. And now seeing the whole scene, the whole event, the people involved or person, looking at it now as though it is a scene, shrinking it down, really small, even smaller and smaller and smaller. And now taking a device out, something you can cut the cord with, whether it's an axe in your mind or a knife, scissors, anything that will cut the cord for you now between you the final part that is left of this person, people, or event. And on the count of three, you're going to cut the cord between you and that event. One, two, three. As you cut this cord, as you slice this cord and let it leave, so far away from you, it disappears into the abyss. It leaves you, the cord disappears from you, and you feel lighter now. Just inhale this feeling of freedom now, and exhaling, pushing the event further away from you. Looking at your inner child standing before you and hold their hands, their sweet self who showed you this event that was hurting them until now, that was damaging them. Finally, you listened to them and you forgave and you let go. And I want you to repeat after me. Thank you. Looking at your inner child, just saying, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. same mistakes twice.
Set myself